comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the CamaroZ28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the CamaroZ28.com podcast on the air.
This is one of our proudest days in Chevrolet's and in GM's history. Our chairman and CEO, Rick Wagoner, announced in Traverse City that the Camaro is back. And
that's right, it's back.
It is back and officially back.
Officially.
Officially. Back. No rumors, no speculation, no my cousin's brother who has a friend who works in GM said this, that, or the other thing. It's officially back. It's officially going to happen. Put all your worries aside.
That's right. 2009, the new Camaro will be here.
That's right. Get ready, man, because it's going to come and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be just, well, similar, very, very similar to the concept car, which is good because the concept has gotten so much fanfare over the past 8 months.
Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about in this episode for podcast number 49.
49. I'm Jason.
I'm Chris. And from last week, we didn't have a whole lot to talk about, and now we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it. We were fortunate enough to be there at the GM Tech Center in Warren for what was initially supposed to be
a Camaro rally.
A Camaro rally. Under the idea that, you know, once they got everybody there for a, hey, GM, why don't you build this car? Look at all us. We're enthusiasts rally.
Guess
then,
what?
For them to say, surprise, while you're here.
A legend is reborn.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to keep that secret, and everybody knows it's one of the worst-kept secrets in the automotive industry, but that's all right. The ends justifies the means, and here we are, finally.
Man, what a fun day.
Oh, it was incredible. It was really cool. Most of the people that we were surrounded by, if it weren't enthusiasts, we got the next best thing. We got just about everybody from GM at the tech center.
Yep, the people who were working on this car, too.
Yep. We sat right next to Tom Peters.
Yep.
Vlad, who is one of the exterior designers.
Steve Kim.
Yep. Another exterior designer.
And then that one guy, I can't remember his name, he got moved to Australia.
Yeah, I think that's where he's at right now. So obviously
he's an interior guy, too, I think.
Yep. But just by watching the expressions on the people's faces, the team's faces, when it was all said and done, you could tell that they were all very, very proud of this. It wasn't just another little project. They all put their heart and soul into this car.
Oh, yeah. Even the designer said they couldn't wait to buy one.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, a lot of these guys, they work on so many different vehicles that they just drive their whatever they drive, you know, whatever they can get their hands on, whatever's best for their lifestyle. But you can tell that these guys put everything into this car just by their personality, the way that they shook each other's hands, and we shook hands with them, we were fortunate enough to say, when it was all said and done, you know that it meant everything to them, and it means just as much to them as I think it does to all us and all you folks out there who are listening.
Sure.
It was just a cool day for them to finally say it. And we got video of it that includes the sound clip we played at the beginning of this podcast. It's in our video section. We've actually got two different videos, so check them out. They won't be very hard to find. Just go to videos.camaroz28.com.
Or they're linked up in the 5th Gen section as well.
That's right. And speaking of the 5th Gen section, we moved it to the top of the
board.
Why
not?
Absolutely, because that's the future of the car, the future of our site, and the future of everything that really revolves around the whole damn Camaro experience. So expect great things to come out of our site in the future along with a great, great car.
Yeah.
Can't be happier right now.
So what was your favorite part of the day today?
I guess I couldn't put one point down. I think it was pretty cool how they had everything set up.
Yeah.
You know,
it was like a rock show.
Kind of. They had, you know, a stage, and they had a huge sound system that just about deafened everybody because they were jamming some rock music, and they had big banners. Would the banners say A Legend Reborn?
Yep.
Yeah, so we knew, you know, well, we knew it was coming anyway, but for anybody who had any doubts as to what was going to be said, that kind of said it all. They brought the car in, being escorted by the B4C Chevrolet police car.
Yep.
Parked it right in front and center, and they got straight to business. They said, here's the deal.
Rick Wagoner. It lasted, like, what, 15 minutes?
I think the whole thing was 15 to 20 minutes. Yep. It wasn't, it was more of a, it was just as much of a business presentation to the rest of GM as it was to the enthusiasts that managed to make it there.
Right.
It didn't have quite the fanfare as what it did at the auto show in January where they unveiled it, but it was still a hefty production.
Yeah.
I mean, banners and flags and the whole nine yards there. It was great. It was to the point, and you know, it was just what we wanted to hear because they knew that that's what we were there for. They all knew that we wanted to be there to hear them just finally say it.
Yeah.
And they did. 2009.
Yeah.
Seems like a million years away, but when you think about it,
it's not that far.
It's only been four long years since the last F-body rolled off the assembly line.
Right. It's already, you know, second half of 2006 now.
Right. Another thing to think about is the last 4 years were pretty quiet. You know, the next 2 years are going to be full of information and things are just going to trickle out.
Right. We got to find out where it's going to be built.
Yeah, that's still
which
up in the air.
Which hasn't been announced yet, but right. It sounds like it's going to be Oshawa.
Right.
We need to know what kind of engine options they're going to offer, aside from the V6, because they did say V8s, plural, today at the press conference.
Right.
So
I don't know if that was a slip or if that was an accident.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. And it's gonna just start coming together. And, you know, when we're doing podcast, 120-something or whatever... We're going to be talking about how, you know, we just picked up ours.
Yeah.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
Did you see the ads on eBay?
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about that.
$20,000 over MSRP.
What we need to do is we need to start collecting good and bad dealers and putting them on the site. When you want to buy a Camaro, hey, guess what? This dealer is charging $20,000 over MSRP just to give you the right to purchase it. So you're probably not going to want to buy a Camaro from them. But hey, Joe Schmo dealer over down here,
mm-hmm.
hey, they're not going to charge you anything over MSRP. They're just going to sell the car to you.
I think that's bullshit. I mean, come on.
That pisses me off.
I mean, come on. $20,000 to have the first one on their lot. Okay, and how long are you going to have the first one? For about 15 minutes until Joe Schmo dealer that doesn't want to rip your ass off in the process with the sticker price plus their dealer markup of 20 grand yeah. is going to sell you one at, you know, at a reasonable price. Fair and reasonable.
Yeah.
And you could have your car right next to the idiot that paid 20 grand more.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Can you believe that? Buy it now, $20,000. Not including MSRP of the car.
I know. What a bunch of BS.
A bunch of scabs.
Yeah.
They can get bent.
Send them an email.
Yeah, they don't care. Because, you know, some sucker's going to pay 20 grand more. Yeah. And that's okay. If you got the cash and you want to piss it away, that's fine.
That's right.
Can you tell I feel a little bit angry about this?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I wanted to talk about that.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I think I said all I should say about that. Because if I keep going, I'm going to start ranting Andrew Dice Clay style or Dennis Leary style or something like that.
What I thought was cool was the interaction with the GM people at the event today, in particular with the new brand manager for the Camaro, Cheryl
Pilcher.
Pilcher, yeah.
Really cool lady.
Yeah, she's a big enthusiast.
Yeah, and when Scott and I were talking about her many, many months ago, as, you know, if things were going to happen, that mm-hmm. she'd be the one to step in to
right,
fill
cause his
Right, because
we met
shoes.
Her at the Heritage Center
right.
back for the unveiling of the Camaro yep. back in January.
My first question to Scott is, well, is she an enthusiast? That's the most important part.
She's got a quite a good resume.
She worked on the C5 Corvette team, and some of the Corvette enthusiasts refer to her as the queen of the Z06. She's a true enthusiast,
yep.
Hands down. She's a really great lady to talk to. Yep. And
she was on the 4th-gen car.
Mm-hmm. On the suspension and chassis? Was that it?
She said she knew everything about it front and back. She's
yep.
an engineer.
Yep.
And then she went to the C6.
Yep. So
now she's got the new Camaro.
She's got plenty of experience, and Scott Settlemyer is very comfortable with her. I think everything's in good hands. And well, I got a feeling we're going to be talking about her and hopefully with her a lot
oh, yeah.
more in the near future.
Uh-huh.
Really great lady to talk to. So I think sooner or later you'll probably run into her at car shows,
yep.
you listeners out there. What a long road it's been, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from the sadness of...
The hiatus.
You know, that broke a lot of people's hearts. I mean, seeing the different emotions on the board,
yeah.
people post their anger, their sorrow, their grief, or even their indifference.
Yeah.
Some people said, hey, you know, I got my 94 Z28 and I'm happy with it. No
right.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are saying, I'm never going to buy GM ever again.
Right.
Kiss my ass. And other people are saying, well, I heard from my cousin's best friend's brother, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's a lot different now. And as you can see, the emotions have completely turned around and they're, you know, at an all-time high today. Except a few people who don't seem to think that the 2009 model year, basically is too far off, and GM is dragging their heels with this project. It's farthest from the truth.
Well, one of the big comparisons is
the Challenger.
Is the Challenger 2008? How come you can't get it out in 2008 the same time as the Challenger? Because one of the reasons, among many others, is, of course, that the Challenger is built on a pre-existing car.
Right.
And the Camaro is starting with a clean sheet of paper.
the brand new Zeta platform. I mean, it's not like they're going to take the Camaro body and stick it on another platform like Challenger's doing with the 300.
And not to rip on the Challenger, because I'm sure it's going to be a great car.
Yeah.
But I think that anything less would be a compromise.
Right.
You know, they want to make this car the best they can right out of the gate. There's no easing into this. I think it's going to bust onto the scene, and it's going to be the most ass-kicking Camaro ever made. Well,
I sure hope so.
Except for the ones that are to come afterwards. But, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great.
Yeah, I think I want a black one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a black one.
Well, for me, there's no question.
With T-tops.
All Camaros are
just
black.
Just kidding.
The T-tops. Don't start that argument. As you can tell, we're pretty excited about this. We're very happy about it. Sure, it could come a little sooner, but you know what? There's a lot of people that are going to be first-time Camaro buyers, and if they're like, you know, 16, 17 now, the 2 years is going to give them plenty of time to prepare for the very first Camaro.
Right.
We're talking about a whole new generation of Camaro owners, young and old.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So, now that you've heard us prattle on about it, and we could for another hour if you really let us, but, you know, we're kind of limiting ourselves to 10 or 15 minutes to a show. Of course, as always, we want to know what you folks think about this whole ordeal.
Yeah, especially, you know, with the announcement today.
Yeah.
What are your feelings? What are your emotions? How do you feel about the car?
Yeah.
Good or bad?
What color is yours going to be?
Yeah.
Going to get Cooper convertible? You know, tell us how you personally see yourself in and this car in the future. We want to hear about it, and we'll play it on the air.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't already figured it out by now, here's how to get in touch with us.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
And don't forget, we're going to be posting a whole bunch of pictures. We've already got a couple videos up in the 5th Gen section, just documenting our whole day today. It's a historic day to be part of that.
We were right there in the forefront of it. Well, as always, but you know.
Hey, goosebumps.
Yeah, that was when he said the Camaro was back. Oh, man, it was almost like, you know, it's almost like somebody said that
Elvis
is back.
Yeah, of all the pictures I took today, I thought one of the coolest pictures I took was, remember when we were in the cop car Camaro with Scott and we're taking the 5th Gen to that parking lot?
So they could cover it up?
So they could cover it up.
Yeah.
I took pictures of the 5th Gen from the rear view mirror, from the side view mirrors.
I was hoping
mirrors.
To get that. Yeah, we got to upload our pictures.
That is so cool. I can't wait to be able to look into a side view mirror and see a 5th Gen behind me on the road. That is cool.
And I can't wait to be in my 5th Gen looking at, I don't know, whatever, Mustang in my rear view mirror too.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, gang. Trust us on this. It's going to be great.
Excellent.
Whole new life is coming. It's only going to get better from here. And, oh, just wait till you see how our site explodes. Our site and yours, we're going to leave it at that.
Alrighty.
So thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll be back for number 50 next week.
50, yeah. No. We'll see you next week. And don't forget to get those phone calls and emails into us. You know how.
Later on.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
The Camaro is back.